Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Daria Gutnik. Daria Gutnik is a rebel, academic-turned-entrepreneur with a knack for making psychology tangible. Her motto is grow, inspire, and stay humble. As CEO at Bunch, she's working to redefine leadership for millennial managers, partly because she is one and is on her own leadership journey as well. Well, good afternoon, Daria. Welcome to the show.
It's amazing to be here. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you. And I appreciate it. You're hailing from the great country of Germany right now, and I appreciate doing international podcasts. So again, thank you. Thank you. And we're going to jump right into these questions. So Daria, let's talk about your career. You've got quite the career as a consultant, entrepreneur, and now you're the co-founder and CEO at Bunch. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
So interesting to get that question this way, Brian, because I've never actually looked at it from a career perspective in the past couple of years. I always feel I'm just building things and solving problems. And then oftentimes I look back and feel like I actually don't have this clear red thread. But that's probably my imposter syndrome speaking. So if I try to reflect on what motivates me and kind of what drives me or what drove me throughout the years, and I think it's definitely, if there is a thing that people kind of call personal mission. So I think mine would be something like helping others grow. So I'm really, as a psychologist, as a trained psychologist, but also as an entrepreneur, really motivated by trying to understand the needs of others and how to provide value to them. And not to say that I'm really good in either, but I'm, I think, very focused on both. And that drove me to found Bunch as well. I think a few years ago when we started the company, we started out as a consultancy. You've mentioned I have had some consultancy experience in my previous roles as well. And so I think when we founded the company, it was 2016, 2017. I think at that time, it wasn't still as clear as day as it is today that technology can help solve human collaboration problems. I think it's pretty clear now. But when we started out, a lot of people still looked at us kind of from a perspective of, yeah, you kind of need humans and you need psychologists and coaches to resolve managers' problems, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm very glad we made progress on this because it makes the whole thing more accessible. But I think overall, no matter which type of role I took and no matter which next step in my career I took, I think I always was focused and kind of driven by helping others understand how they can grow. And it also satisfies me much more to see my team or my co-founders grow and resolve challenges. And that kind of like what gets me out of bed, I think, every morning.
That's awesome. As you know, following something that you're truly passionate about makes it a whole lot easier to get out of the bed in the morning. And I like the fact that you're helping others. So most appreciated. And Daria, let's talk a little bit about this pandemic. We've all had to make these major pivots, right? Could you share with us what you're doing to help your company stay relevant in this economy?
This is actually such an interesting question too, because as a startup, I think we started out with the AI leadership coach that we've been building for a year right now, just at the brink of COVID-19 outbreak. So when we were still in a private beta at the time when the World Health Organization announced that it's a pandemic, and we were kind of confused, as everyone else in the world, I think, what that exactly means. But at the same time, we started understanding that this is actually something interesting for us, because there's going to be a lot of opportunities to help train and coach leaders and future leaders in an environment that is colored by virtual work, by social distancing. So if anything, then I would say that context actually fueled our growth and also fueled the adoption of the product and maybe a few product decisions we had to make in order to kind of like make it all come together. But I definitely think we were on the winning side of that trend, which obviously also, yeah, had a lot of mixed feelings on the team throughout. I think obviously the world suffered. Our family suffered. We suffered psychologically. I think mental health was definitely and is a huge priority for us as a team. But at the same time, we also see that we can now provide more value and more support than ever before with a tool like ours. So it's been always kind of a mixed bag for us in terms of 2020. But the few decisions that we took was we've been always developing the product very, very close to our users, which meant that we always have at least 5 to 10, I think 5 to 7, if in busy weeks, 10 or more interviews. And more than 50% of our team is actually speaking to users actively. So it's not only, let's say, the designer or the product leader. Also, our engineers speak to users, et cetera. So we noticed very quickly that instead of assuming that our app, which delivers leadership tips in 2 minutes a day, would be used on your commute, which was our guiding assumption at the beginning, at the start of the development process, we had to switch that and understand that now there is no commute anymore. So we actually need to understand other habits that we can kind of like tag along. And we understood that people are restructuring their morning routines. And so we can find and veg the use of the app between the meditation, the sport, the morning walk, the taking your dog out kind of habits. And so we were quite successful with that, which also meant that instead of providing only a listen kind of first or audio first experience, which is what we started with, we added the read mode for the tips. And that read mode now is the most used one. So that was a major change, I think, to the nature of the product that we took relatively quickly. And I'm very proud of the team that we could take that decision so quickly. But yeah, I think that was a major kind of change that we had made very, very soon as we understood that there is no more commuting to the office and office in a traditional sense. I hope that example gives a endless story.
Absolutely. No, I appreciate your share and what you all had to do to make things work. And that's simply amazing. So thank you. So Daria, let's talk a little bit. Let's jump into tech anyway. This is kind of what this platform is about. And you are obviously leveraging some new or emerging technologies in your tech stack, I'm sure. Is there anything you might be able to share with our audience?
Interesting. So yes, we as a company, as I mentioned, we've come a long way. This is our, I think, third major iteration on the problem. So we've had two kind of product prototypes that we worked on before. And the whole time from like when we actually turned from consultancy into a product company, we started to use machine learning in one way or another. Most of the time we used it to actually help speed up processing or data clustering or data labeling or similar steps. So it wasn't ever kind of the primer. We weren't ever like an AI first company, I don't think, because we didn't sell AI or we didn't sell a value proposition that was kind of, you know, artificial intelligence based. But because typically in our case, the idea or the logic behind the product is, and this is very similar to a human coach or a human assistant that has a psychological background, an HR background, is you enter a dynamic, you try to understand either the individual or the group. You try to understand what they're struggling with and where their needs lie. And then you start giving recommendations, right? That's like the normal, I would say, approach to this type of problem. And so when starting to develop products that were solving this type of problem, we noticed that in order to understand, we could use different data inputs. So in a human coach would be observing and would be conversing with you. An artificial coach obviously can also ask you a few questions, but they can also access other digital data footprints that you already create every day. So which content you consume, but also, for instance, your calendar patterns, etc., to get a better overview of which challenges you're struggling with as a leader. And so this is something that we've been building and experimenting with. We've built a feature that basically taps into your calendar and helps understand what patterns you currently have that are helping you or not helping you so much. And overall, the application of technology is, I think, that plays a major role for us, though, is the recommendation technology. So similar to many other platforms out there like Netflix, Spotify, and others that recommend pieces of content to their users, we have a very similar setup. So our recommender also plays a huge role for our users because it basically decides which type of leadership advice you get every day. And that is obviously, if we do our job well, it's hyper relevant to what you're going through right now as a manager or as a future manager. And if we are not so successful, then that's very difficult. And so in this realm, we are using relatively traditional kind of machine learning, but also relatively simple and complicated algorithms that we mix in these cases. But in the future, we are seeing more and more application of more sophisticated machine learning algorithms that help us to understand more and more better the context of our users so that we can actually really furthermore improve the recommendations that we're giving. So yeah, I hope that gives a bit of an overview.
Absolutely. I appreciate the fact that you are leveraging some of this emerging tech to help with your, we're helping the human race at the end of the day, and you're helping others. So I think that's awesome. So thanks again for sharing and diving into that. And Daria, last question, can you share something from your career experience that would be helpful for those looking to grow their career in either tech or entrepreneurship?
This is my favorite question, I think. Simply because when I started out my career, I would have never thought that I end up doing what I'm doing today. And so my first point of advice draws on this. Focus on the problems you want to solve and don't worry about much else, because it's really, really hard to predict future. And most people don't really manage, especially the experts are really bad at predicting it. And so I don't think it's so important that you actually kind of, try to optimize for like where you want to be in 15 years. I don't believe much in that. I believe in planning ahead, but I don't really believe in superfluous like long-term planning, because it's really just difficult, I think, to predict all the changes that will happen. And 2020 was a good teacher in that. So I would recommend to focus on the problem, to focus on target groups, like people you actually want to work with and you want to work for, somebody who you want to provide value to. So that really helped me. And the other part of advice is not to be afraid to be in foreign contexts. What I mean by that is, as a psychologist, I definitely have encountered many challenges and still do today in developing a product vision to an engineering team, let's say, right? Where everyone on board is very techie. They have 15 or more years experience in building digital products and writing code and so on. And while I have written some code during my PhD studies in R, like analyzing statistical analysis and things like that, I obviously don't, in their eyes, count as an engineer or a tech person, and neither am I one. But I think if you focus too much on kind of, am I kind of qualified enough to lead people that are much bigger experts than myself, then I think it's really, really difficult to grow and really difficult to find the right opportunities and the right out of the comfort zone kind of almost opportunities. And especially for, I think, female leaders or other marginalized groups, I think it's very easy to fall into the trap of thinking and being guided by our imposter syndrome of, how can I do this? I cannot do that, right? Like, who am I to actually determine the direction or form the strategy of this company, because this is a tech company or this is a product company and this is an AI company and I am not an engineer. And I just really can encourage everyone who is passionate about a problem, you can learn whatever you need to learn to solve that problem if you just keep going. And the third piece of advice, which kind of also builds on that, is to be very persistent. So of course it will require a lot. And I think in the current day and age, I personally struggle with how we define sacrifice, especially in like career growth and workplace settings, because I do think it's super important to understand how we can work so that we can stay healthy and thrive. I also do think, or want to be mindful of the fact that if you really want to solve big problems in the world, it probably will cost you a lot of energy and time. And I think while I'm not advocating for working harder instead of smarter, I think working smart is super important. I also just want to kind of put the part of subscribe yourself to something that you can really truly work and believe in for a few years, because that's the only way how I think you can actually make significant impact. And maybe I'm old fashioned in that way, but I yet have to see someone who makes an impact in like 1 month or 6 months. I think real solutions and real like difficult problems just take a lot of time, and they will take a lot of commitment and dedication. And I wish more people would be able to find that nowadays, I think, because I think we would be moving forward more faster. And Bunch is supposed to help and is built to help and contribute to that. because the idea is if you feel more comfortable at work, if you actually understand a little bit better the relationship dynamics that's around you, you will be able to solve more problems with your teams in a more effective way as well and be happier about it.
That's awesome. I love your perspective on life and how, you know, rolling up your sleeves, getting in there and really trying to make an impact as a leader. So thanks again, Daria. I really do appreciate it. And Daria, it was a pleasure having you on today. I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Thank you so much for having me. And thanks for the wonderful questions. It was very insightful.
Bye for now.